Forensic scientists in Germany and England are analyzing the clothes worn by some of the people taken hostage during last week's theater siege in Moscow. They're looking for traces of the gas that killed more than 100 of the hostages. Russia's health minister has said the gas contained a powerful narcotic. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports there's evidence that at least one other agent was mixed in.
The day after Russian special forces took over the theater, a Learjet flew from Moscow to Munich. On board were two of the hostages who had been rescued, a man and a woman. Both had been knocked out by the gas. The woman was still on a ventilator to help her breathe. Thomas Zilker is a toxicologist at a Munich University hospital. He was called in to investigate the mystery gas. He asked the woman to describe what had happened in the theater.
She said that she realized that her neighbor became very agitated and fell off his chair. That's the last thing that she remembers. And then she passed out straight away and she woke up again in the hospital.
Zilker says this part fits with what Russia's health minister Yuri Shevchenko says, that the gas contained an aerosolized version of a narcotic. Shevchenko said the narcotic was derived from fentanyl, which also makes sense. Fentanyl is a synthetic drug that's 10 or 100 times more potent than morphine. In high doses, it can kill. But Thomas Zilker says something is not quite right here. His team analyzed blood and urine from the two German hostages.
We found in both victims, and it's absolutely certain, halothane, which is a gas for general anesthesia.
There are two possible explanations for this, he says. One, the Russians aren't telling the whole truth. Two, the hostages inhaled a little halothane in the Russian hospital, which is now showing up in tests. Zilker points out that the woman had been on a ventilator that might have previously been used with the gas halothane. Still, he can't understand why the man would have halothane in his blood.
It may be contamination, but it's not so likely for how we understand it at the moment.
The victim's clothes may have preserved a better record of the gas. Zilker says the garments have been handed over to forensic experts at the German equivalent of the FBI. England is doing a similar analysis on clothes from some of its citizens who were taken hostage. Daniel Feeks is a chemical weapons expert at Sussex University.
The laboratory in the UK is an accredited laboratory under the Chemical Weapons Convention. You know, it's passed international tests and everything. So if anywhere is kind of qualified to do an analysis of this stuff, then that's one of those laboratories.
It's unclear if any test results will be made public. Russia could technically be in violation of the Chemical Weapons Convention, but most experts think nothing will come of it. Milton Leitenberg is a weapons analyst at the University of Maryland.
This is really not what the Chemical Weapon Convention was for or worries about, and I don't think it will be an important international issue.
The Chemical Weapons Convention is clear on issues like riot control. It says governments can only use short-acting agents like tear gas. But when it comes to issues like law enforcement, the language gets a little murkier. Analysts say the U.S. wanted it this way. Some U.S. states reserve the right to use deadly chemical agents on their own citizens, in gas chambers, on death row. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.